Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think.
First, the name. We call it the Digital Living Lab, and there's a good reason for that, because there are two dimensions to the Internet of Things. There's the digital aspect, that's the technology, and there's the living aspect, that's the people. And many projects around Australia focus on the technology part, and I think many of them have forgotten the people. So the Digital Living Lab in Wollongong will be all about people. Internet of Things for people, by people.
Professor Pascal Perez is the director of the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. He's the driving force behind a revolutionary new idea that's just been launched, the Digital Living Lab. So what is the Digital Living Lab? Well, first, the technology.
We'll deploy a radio communication system using what's called the LoRa protocol for communication. So it's a radio communication system like 3G, 4G, or even Wi-Fi at smaller scale. Except that this one has a very interesting feature, which makes it probably the most cost-effective radio communication system in the world. And that's why we're all talking about IoT revolution.
So let's just pause here. IoT, that stands for Internet of Things. And that's a revolution sweeping the world right now, where virtually any object, from stormwater drains to beer kegs, from buses to buildings, can be hooked up to the internet to deliver a wealth of information.
It's cost effective for three reasons. The first one, which is a no-brainer, it's a non-commercial waveband so far, internationally. So you can jump on it and do whatever you want to do with it. The second thing is that it uses low-frequency waves. So good old radio, you've got the long wave and the short waves. The long waves, the low frequency ones, they go very far. It means that in terms of costs, you don't need many gateways, so these emitters, transmitters, to cover the whole region. And these emitters don't have to be very big, because you don't need much amplification signal. Because when it's low frequency, you don't need that energy to push the wave. One thing these sensors cannot do is, for example, download Netflix movies, okay? So that's not the kind of thing we're talking about. Use 3G, 4G, and even 5G in the future for that. But for any kind of very small information where you need a lot of information points across the city, that's the technology to go for.
So the technology behind Wollongong's Digital Living Lab is pretty simple. Six gateways, think mini mobile phone towers, cover the region from north to south and 5 kilometres out to sea. These gateways receive data from sensors, send them back to the cloud, and then the cloud sends them back to your device. The sensors are cheap. They can cost as little as $30, and a single AAA battery can power them for more than 3 years. But now comes the interesting bit. How can this system improve people's lives? Here's Professor Perez again.
The first one will be to help Wollongong Council to better monitor their stormwater network. Probably remember that, unfortunately, a couple of months ago, we had devastating floods in the region and casualties. And it was a wake-up call for the council, and they want now a modern, real-time monitoring system and not that expensive system to monitor the whole network. So we're going to use smart sensors to monitor the whole network.
So creating smart cities is one application. Whether that's learning how your stormwater network performs or the usage of your city's car parking networks. But there's a side to the Living Lab that will transform lives far more directly and arguably also far more powerfully.
independent aging at home for elderly rather than taking them into facilities. Because we know there's a good demonstration that it maintains quality of life to stay at home as long as possible. But in this case, in terms of, again, efficiency, but also in terms of care, there's two issues where you have to check on these people on a regular basis, whether they eat properly and whether they wash properly. Of course, you don't want to put cameras in these houses. But if you've got very simple, very cheap sensors, for example, telling you how often the fridge door opens and closes every day, how often the bathroom door opens and closes every day, give the carer or give the family some indication whether everything's fine. If the pattern starts getting a bit weird, then you send someone. And that's where the operators will be more efficient at managing their staff.
And across the world, the uses are as varied as for the internet, with which we're all familiar. For instance, there's a Queensland council that's putting sensors on traps in remote locations to monitor when a feral animal has been caught. Or a beer company putting sensors on kegs so it knows when to deliver more before the pub has no beer. Or livestock monitoring for farmers. The only limit is the imagination of the community.
There are many, many initiatives around Australia. I think all the ones I've heard of and about so far are really focusing on technology. So the Digital Living Lab initiative, it's all about not doing that. It's all about making people aware of what's happening. And again, if anyone in 2 years' time come to Wollongong, anyone in the street could tell them what IoT is and what it's doing for them.
If you would like to find out more about the Digital Living Lab, just visit digitallivinglab.com.au. We'd love to hear from you. My name's William Verity. Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.